This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The company that owns Southern Comfort Liqueur thanked the late great rock singer Janis Joplin, a devotee who made a show of drinking it, for the free advertising by giving her a fur coat. An Indonesian court found the Christian governor guilty of blasphemy against Islam and sentenced him to 2 years in prison when prosecutors had only asked for 2 years of probation. One-fifth of Canada's population is foreign-born. Over 4 million tourists visited Cuba in 2015, among them 614,000 Americans, up 614,000 from the previous year. Spirit Airlines claims a dispute with its pilots led to cancellations of 11 flights and delays of 30 flights, as well as a melee in the Fort Lauderdale Airport and a crowd of 500 people unhappy at the cancellations, and the arrest of three of the passengers for fighting and inciting to riot. The company sued the Airline Pilot Association for an illegal work stoppage. Newly elected president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, ends 9 years of conservative rule and a five-month power vacuum following the impeachment of his longtime political adversary, now imprisoned awaiting trial. Reportedly, the Justice Department and SEC attempted to reach settlement with Walmart for $1 billion of its foreign bribery activity before the end of the Obama administration and are now trying to make a deal at $300 million. Workers in the top 10 most populous states lose more than $8 billion a year to minimum wage violations, according to a paper out from the Economic Policy Institute. The paper found workers most likely to be paid below the minimum wage in Florida, Ohio, and New York. Secretary of Education Betty DeVos was booed and shunned by students when giving her commencement address at Bethune-Cookman, an HBCU school, for her past remarks and policies. Fired FBI Director James Comey had asked for more resources for the Russian investigation only days before he was fired. The Senate failed to kill an Obama-era plan for containing methane emissions that had deep support among environmental groups and many landowners in the West. Republican Senators McCain, Graham, and Collins joined Democrats on the vote. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.